We are following news from Belgium after today's terrorist attacks in Brussels. More than 24 people are dead, more than 230 wounded in bombings at a metro station, and at this gruesome scene at the airport. Belgium Prime Minister Charles Michel described the attacks as blind, violent, and cowardly. Mitch Prothro is National Security Fellow for BuzzFeed News, and he's in Brussels. And Mitch, authorities are circulating a photo of men they believe may be suspects in the attacks today, but were they also suicide bombers?
Right now, they're calling the attack at the airport a likely suicide bomber, and we expect that they will be saying the same about the metro attack. I just think right now the Belgian authorities are pretty overwhelmed with multiple attacks around, you know, the city. And they'll be updating us as they go. But that seems to be the working premise at this stage.
And how are people reacting? What have you been hearing?
Well, the tourists, it was interesting this morning, you know, throughout the tourist district of Brussels, a lot of people didn't seem that as though they'd heard about it. So at one point, I even saw a tour group go by through the Grand Place in like the central area. Belgians themselves, a lot of businesses have been shut down. The government has asked that everybody sort of stay home, stay off the streets. We are told that a manhunt is underway for people that the authorities believe are tied to these attacks. And so we're likely to see raids throughout the rest of the afternoon, which is not exactly something new to Brussels. They've been doing, I think they've done 100 raids on apartments since November, looking for people that were involved in the attacks in Paris, which seem to have been at least partially organized here. And obviously some of them were Belgian citizens that participated. And last week, you know, there were shootouts and arrests across the capital on that terror cell. So, you know, it's been an exciting week or so for the Belgian terrorism authorities.
Right. And I mean, just as you reminded us, of course, last Friday there was the arrest of Salah Abdeslam in Brussels, the last of surviving suspect from the Paris attacks. I mean, given that, is there any sense that today's attacks were related or connected to the fact that Abdeslam was arrested on Friday?
Well, that's exactly what Belgian authorities are trying to piece together right now. I mean, it seems unlikely that there's no connection at all at this stage. But, you know, that has yet to be determined precisely how it was affected. There's two schools of thought. One, that there was a, you know, cell that was disrupted by that arrest and that these are the, you know, sort of surviving members of the group that weren't caught on Friday, sort of acting out or speeding up the plan to conduct attacks. Or it could be that there's a separate Islamic State cell operating here, you know, in Belgium, which has a tremendous problem with, you know, international jihadis. They have hundreds of members fighting inside Syria and Iraq with the Islamic State. And Belgian authorities have commented to me personally that, you know, they have more than 200 open investigations of various people either tied to Paris or tied to other plots. You know, Belgium definitely has a jihadi problem right now.
Well, so on that note, Mitch, I mean, we've talked to you over the past many months and years from all sorts of conflict zones, you know, from the Middle East, from Turkey. Now we're speaking to you from what many people are calling the hotbed of jihadism in Europe, in Belgium. I mean, give us your sense of the bigger picture here. How are all these things, you know, in your mind, in your analysis, connected?
Well, I mean, we've been expecting this for quite some time. You know, even going back to, you know, over a year ago with the Charlie Hebdo attacks, there have been smaller scale attacks both in Brussels and in France, and then obviously the huge massacre last November in Paris. When you're talking about thousands of European citizens and residents that have gone off, received military training, and are fighting alongside the Islamic State, you know, people had long anticipated that some of them were going to come back and conduct operations here, and that's what we've seen. So at this stage, it doesn't come as a tremendous surprise. The question is, how far along are they to dismantling these cells, and whether or not a country as small as Belgium, which has per capita sort of the highest participants of anybody in Europe. I believe that, you know, Russia, France, and the UK both have more citizens. But when you remember, Belgium's a very small country, you know, they've got hundreds of them. We're starting to see that their security services are basically asking for international help, that they're literally overwhelmed with numbers of leads and suspects and people that they have to keep under observation.
Mitch Prothro is a National Security Fellow for BuzzFeed News, speaking to us from central Brussels today. Mitch, thanks very much.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.